When I opened my eyes in the morning, Haji Salman was already awake. I started putting my clothes on, but he stopped me. "Take a shower, Nadia," he said. "We have a big day." After my shower, he handed me a black abaya and niqab, which I put on over my dress. It was the first time I had worn the clothes of a conservative Muslim woman. And although the fabric was light, I found it hard to breathe. Outside, hidden behind my niqab, I saw the neighborhood in the daylight for the first time. The Shiite judge had obviously been wealthy. He lived in an upper-class part of Mosul, where elegant homes were set back from the road by gardens and surrounded by walls. The Islamic State's religious propaganda was a strong lure for potential jihadists. But militants from all over the world were also enticed with the promise of money. And when they came into Mosul, they occupied the nicest homes first and looted the rest of anything they wanted. Residents who hadn't abandoned the city were told they would be given back the authority they had lost after 2003, when the United States dismantled Ba'athist institutions and redistributed power to the Shia in Iraq. But they were also heavily taxed by ISIS, which seemed to me to be a terrorist group run on greed. ISIS appeared to revel in the way it took over the city's most important buildings, hoisting their black and white flag wherever they went. The local airport, as well as the entire sprawling campus of Mosul University, once one of the best schools in Iraq, became military bases.